This is St. Louis Public Radio. The holidays are the busy season at Angel Baked Cookies, a nonprofit that hires high school students from North St. Louis. The teens are called angels, and they learn job skills like teamwork and customer service, and how to bake perfectly shaped chocolate chip cookies. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard recently spent some time hanging out with the angels.
17-year-old Anita Frost loves her job at Angel Baked Cookies, whether she's running a big mixer or washing the dishes. She says the cookies are something special.
They are delicious and they bake by angels.
Angel, that really is a job title at Angel Baked, a nonprofit that hires teenagers from North St. Louis to bake chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, and sugar cookies that are sold in area stores. The cookies are made with butter, honey to keep them soft, and real chocolate chips. The place smells absolutely heavenly. Program manager Carla Jones says this after-school job teaches more than baking skills.
I think that what makes our program special is the team, and we help our teens become who they need to be and want to be.
12 teenagers work at Angel Baked. They're paid minimum wage, and most work about 6 hours a week. They usually bake about 1,500 cookies a week, but during the holidays, it's more like 4,000. 16-year-old Darius Franklin says he's only worked at Angel Baked for a few months, but he's already learned a lot about teamwork.
I used to be like working solo, but now since I've been at Angel Baked, I learned how to actually work together as a group.
Angel Baked was started in 2007 as a part of North Grand Neighborhood Services. Executive Director Gary Meyer says Angel Baked was inspired by need.
A group of teenagers that came over to one of our block unit meetings that we were having, and basically I asked them, what could we do to make this neighborhood, this community better for you? And they all said, we need jobs, we need jobs. So out of that came Angel Baked Cookies.
Meyer says that Angel Baked is the first job for most of the teens.
For kids in this neighborhood to get a job, there's no job for them to walk to or get to via their bikes or something like that. This is it.
Angel Baked relies on donations to supplement its cookie sales. Meyer says they could break even if they sold 4,000 cookies a week, like they do during the holidays. The teens begin their work shifts by sitting together and talking about what's happening in their lives. Joan says it's helpful because most of the kids are coming to work straight from school.
Sometimes that can be a little bit tough, so having a moment just to sit and calm down can be really beneficial for our kids.
18-year-old Ariana Crawford says that in recent weeks, they've found it helpful to discuss issues surrounding the unrest in Ferguson.
We basically want like a solution. We don't want it to keep happening, so we just all come together and we talk about it and try to see what some solutions that can be made.
Darius Franklin says the job is fun and his family can use the extra money. He wants to buy Christmas presents.
I feel like since I got this job now, it's going to be my duty to buy, at least buy everybody something they want this Christmas.
Angel Baked Cookies are individually packaged and sell for about $1.25. They're called Halos, an appropriate name for cookies baked by angels. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.